While fewer children have gotten sick with COVID-19 than adults, kids can still get the virus and spread it to others. With summer camps on the horizon, the CDC issued new guidance last week for preventing the spread of COVID-19. Among them, mask wearing, social distancing, good ventilation, and having as many people vaccinated as possible. To learn more about how parents can weigh the risks and benefits of sending kids back to camp this summer, Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman spoke with University of Illinois epidemiologist Becky Smith.
For parents who are trying to weigh decisions about should we do camp, what kind of camp would be best, can you talk a little bit about risks and benefits when it comes to in-person camps for kids? Obviously, the lowest risk situation for kids when it comes to contracting the virus is to just keep them at home, but we have to weigh those risks against the risks of mental health challenges that kids can face due to social isolation and loneliness. How do you balance those things? And how do you advise parents who are trying to figure this out?
Right. And that's a hard question. And I'm going to say right off, I'm an infectious disease expert. I am not a mental health expert, but I believe that mental health is part of full body health and that should be taken into account. And this is a decision that's going to have to be made kid by kid. You know, if you have a kid who's fairly independent and self-motivated and happy doing their own thing, then maybe keeping them home makes more sense to you. But if you have a kid who's extremely social and just needs the social interaction, then you might lean more towards finding a camp that works for them. There's a difference between sleepaway camps and day camps. So with day camps, everybody's going home to their families at night, and that obviously raises the risk. With a sleepaway camp, it's low risk as long as nobody brings COVID in with them. So the question is going to be, what is that level of biosecurity at the camp versus with the day camp? What's the level of control that they have to avoid spread within the camp so that if somebody does come in with it, they can be identified early and everybody can be isolated or quarantined as appropriate? So everybody has to make their own decision about risk. That's unfortunately the case for everything in this pandemic, that people have to make their own decisions. I can't make a decision for you. My older child is staying home and my younger child goes to daycare because my older child can handle staying home and entertaining herself and my younger child cannot. So we make those decisions as we can.
How much do we factor in rates of community spread with how we make these decisions? Because I'm guessing rates of community spread are going to be lower this summer compared to last summer. So it just feels safer to do more things now than it did a year ago.
There are a lot of things that are a lot safer this summer. One is that we have vaccines. So as the CDC recommends, all of the camp staff can be fully vaccinated at this point. Anybody 16 and up has access to the vaccine, and there are vaccine appointments available all over the state. So if the staff is fully vaccinated, that's added a level of protection that just was not available last summer. The other thing we have is testing is widely available now, which if you remember last summer, it was a struggle to get testing in a lot of places, and we just understand the virus better. So we know that the risk outdoors or with high ventilation areas is much lower. And with camps, a lot of time is going to be spent outdoors. And in the summer, that's more possible. And so we know that that's a lower risk now. Whereas before, when we weren't sure how much of it was aerosol versus airborne versus contact, we couldn't make those risk calculations. So a lot of it is just what we've learned and what we've built up the capacity for.
That's U of I epidemiologist Becky Smith speaking with Illinois Newsroom's health reporter Christine Herman. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly cloudy skies with a chance of showers and thunderstorms at a high of 77 degrees. Some storms could be severe late this afternoon into this evening. That's all for today. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Kate Payne, and Christine Herman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.